This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Late last week, it was announced that a U.S. Navy SEAL was killed during a raid against the extremist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. The U.S. combat death occurred during a disastrous famine, which recalls the words Black Hawk Down, the movie, and that real mission back in 1993.
I remember sitting there on this moving Humvee, unable to sit up because of the weight of my body armor like a turtle, and literally, you know, bullets flying over and thinking, you know, my gosh, this is really going to hurt. I hope it doesn't hurt.
That's First Sergeant Matthew Eversman, veteran of the disastrous Somali mission of 1993, in which 18 soldiers died and 73 were wounded. But U.S. combat troops have been present in the region since 2006. Catherine Harald in Nairobi has been following the situation as the East Africa Bureau Chief for Reuters. She says the U.S. mission this time around is much more constrained than in 1993, but there's little indication of how things in Somalia might be turned around.
I was in Somalia for the famine in 2011, and the situation was much worse than it was now. You had thousands of people dying by the side of the road. Now the death toll is in the hundreds.
What is the U.S. combat mission in Somalia, if there is such a thing?
Well, there's two elements to this. There's a public training and assistance mission, and there's the clandestine mission as well, where you have American Special Forces who are guiding Somali troops as they go on raids.
And there are actually boots on the ground as Somali troops raid militias, much in the same way that there was a raid on Commander Idid, which resulted in the Black Hawk Down events?
I think there's some substantial differences now from 1993. For starters, the key security issue in Somalia is not necessarily the clan militias, but Al-Shabaab, which is an extremist Islamist group with ties to Al-Qaeda. And that primarily is what concerns the Americans.
Does that change and make the United States more likely to spend much more time and invest much more material and manpower in Somalia because the Somalia situation is no longer really a humanitarian mission in any sense? It's a way of getting rid of Al-Shabaab as part of the overall war on terror.
Well, Al-Shabaab is a nationalist Islamist movement. Some of its leaders do have ties to Al-Qaeda, and there's a small Islamic State presence in the north of the country. But Al-Shabaab itself has been present in Somalia for a very long time, since Ethiopian troops were pushed out. And the Americans are not seeking to get rid of Al-Shabaab. They're probably seeking to get rid of a few high-level commanders who are orchestrating attacks.
In 1993, after Black Hawk Down, there was all sorts of talk of mission creep. How narrow is the mission for the U.S. combat troops in Somalia right now? And what's the end game, if any?
I think it's a very narrow mission, but I'm not sure what the end game is yet. I'm not sure anybody's sure about that. Ultimately, there needs to be a Somali National Army that's capable of taking on Al-Shabaab, but that doesn't exist at the moment. The Somali National Army can't even pay its own soldiers because of the level of corruption. It relies on stipends from donors and food from donors just to feed its soldiers. So if it can't pay and feed its soldiers, how are they going to fight Al-Shabaab?
Do the people of Somalia believe that the U.S. has a beneficial presence in Somalia? And do they believe that things are getting better? Or is the humanitarian situation and the famine returning to the nightmare of at least 2011?
I think there's a wide variety of opinions in Somalia. At the moment, I think most Somalis are more concerned by what Al-Shabaab is doing and by what their government is doing and the militias are doing than by what the Americans are doing, because it doesn't affect very many Somalis at the moment. Certainly the humanitarian situation is worsening. There have been some rains, but it hasn't been enough. More than half of the population is going to be dependent on one form of aid or another by this summer, but it's not as bad as it was in 2011.
Catherine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Catherine Harald is East Africa Bureau Chief for Reuters. She spoke to us from Nairobi.